The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Enjoy the best of summer for less with our new Let's Eat range in store now.
London, how are we getting on in London?
Is Miranda there?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, hello, so my God almighty, look at that. Miranda, I was just about to go to a song, but now I'm not going to go to a song. Let's do this right now.
And can I remind everyone that we're live right now?
Live, yes. We are live. Live to the nation. Miranda, it's great to talk to you. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Is it one of those days, the kind of junket days where literally there's people being rolled into you one after the other?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because it's the first kind of big role I've had in a movie, so it's all new to me. It's kind of exciting.
Well, you are one of the UK's best-loved comedians, also an actor and a writer, Miranda. How do you fit it all in? Come on!
Come on! I'm very tired right now. It's been the last kind of 5 or 6 years have been a bit of a roller coaster. I wrote my sitcom kind of expecting two members of the WI to like it, and I didn't expect it to take off. And it's just been amazing. I'm loving it. And now I've done a movie.
You haven't just done a movie though, Miranda. You've done what to me is...
Well, how do you know what she's done, by the way? Just so I know that. Let's clear that up.
Let me just be clear on this.
Okay.
This is one of the funniest films I have seen in years. And
oh, brilliant.
Let me explain, actually, Miranda. Myself and Nikki were asked to go to the movie together in the afternoon. And
right,
then Nikki stood me up.
No.
So I ended up...
Nikki Byrne. Yeah, rude.
I'm sorry,
he's a bad
Miranda.
Man.
Don't take it personally. It was one of those days. I fell off the wagon for a day. I went to McDonald's or something for a day.
So I'm standing... Fair I'm enough. Sitting in the cinema at 3 o'clock in the afternoon by myself, and I am loving every minute of it. The cast in this film is amazing. The amount of action and the laughs as well. Did you know any of the cast yourself personally before you got involved in the film?
I didn't actually, and when I heard who they were going to be, I was like, you what? This is amazing. The directors just pulled the best cast out of the bag, and seeing Jude Law as James Bond at the beginning of the movie, you're like, oh yes, and then you start laughing, and he's just done it. It's just great, and to work with Melissa McCarthy, I love her.
She is
She's
just,
amazing.
She really is. And Rose Byrne as well, who I think does a really good dry comedy. She's Raina Boyanoff in this film. And to have
Rose Byrne being the villain.
It's so good. And when you watch the film, you cannot pick a favourite character because they're all equally as strong and equally as important in the film. But you on stage, I don't want to give anything away in the film, but you on stage with 50 Cent, I just said, who would have ever thought Miranda Hart and 50 Cent in the same room on stage together?
I mean, I thought it was written in the stars myself. I just, you know. I see very much a collaborative album coming.
Yeah.
Grammys. I can see it all. Up.
The Grammys.
The only thing I will say is I don't think he could possibly sing Go Shorty to you at 6'1". You are taller than him, I take it.
Well, no, actually, he was pretty much a match. I would say, yeah.
Well, there you go. Maybe he was wearing high heels. He was wearing a pair of Louboutins.
Maybe.
Miranda, Jenny, when she did see the movie, just so let's clear this up, she enjoyed it so much, right? She is now in Ireland on the side of the buses, okay?
Right.
Just, this is a true story.
Not my face, just my name, don't worry.
Quoted about this movie. Tell everybody your quote again, Jenny.
Funniest film of the year.
Funniest film of the year.
Or Jenny, funniest film I've ever seen. It's one or the other.
Jenny Green, 2FM. Now, people do say she has the face, and she has the face of the back of the bus and all that, but that's how much she enjoyed the movie.
It's kicking off in the studio.
It really is. It is kicking off in the studio. There's so many things about this film, though, that I enjoy. Seeing Melissa McCarthy playing, as you say, like a James Bond role. But my favourite part is when Susan Cooper, as she is, and Nancy, as you play, going down to get the gadgets, and they're in that room.
That's where all the guns are there. And the
guns, the cars, the fancy watches with little missiles coming out of them. And then she gets handed some steel cream, some hemorrhoid wipes.
Very important, in fairness.
And an antifungal spray.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a letdown.
So poor Melissa's character, every turn she wants to be the perfect spy, and she gets terrible identities, cat wranglers, awful wigs, and then hemorrhoid wipes. Yeah, I just love the way she was like, sorry, how big of a problem do I have? Why would I need such a vast packet?
Miranda, how long did the whole movie take to shoot for you?
It was all filmed in Budapest, and we were on location for about 2.5-3 months. It's amazing city if you haven't been.
Yeah, no, I've been. It is beautiful.
It's beautiful,
but 3 months, that's a long time to be there, though, isn't it?
It was a long time, but we, do you know, luckily Jude Law said to me that this was an unusual cast and that we got on particularly well. Mm. And normally he's like, on location, everyone just goes back to their own hotel rooms and doesn't particularly want to see each other. But we were hanging out.
Sounds like Westlife.
Showbiz exclusive. but we genuinely had a blast together. It was brilliant.
I read an interview recently where you were talking about that moment many years ago when you realised that you were kind of properly famous. And is it true that it was at Shrek the Musical? And what happened?
Yeah, it was. Me and Sarah Hadland, who plays Stevie in the sitcom,
yeah.
She and I went to Shrek the Musical, unashamedly, with no kids. It was just that, it's a classic night out for us both. And we, of course, kind of forgot that it was predominantly a kids' show.
You wouldn't be noticed that much, Miranda, you know.
And there were a lot of children out on a sort of school night out, school trips or whatever, and yeah. They all noticed us and kind of swarmed around us, and we kind of caused a bit of a fracas, shall we say. I had to be escorted out, and the usher said, "Do you know, this is worse than when Michael Jackson came."
Wow.
Yeah.
So you should have said, well, considering that, can you open up a private cinema there for us and we'll just, you know, watch it on our own and close the whole place down?
Exactly. Well, he did then suggest that we want to go to a box for the second half, but they're even worse because everyone just basically stares at you. I hate sitting in a box.
Who's that person up there by themselves? So tell us tell us about Miranda anyway. I mean, what's coming up next for you? Is there going to be more TV work as well?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't kind of have a grand plan. I'm just kind of see what happens after this movie comes out, see if anyone in LA wants to employ me again. I'd love to get the chance to do more movies, and I'd love to do theatre over here. There's so much I want to do. It's all kind of dream stuff, but who knows whether I'll be allowed to.
Don't forget that album with 50 Cent as well, Miranda.
And
Miranda,
the album
keep that
with 50 Cent.
Top of the list. Go, keep that up there.
Absolutely.
Go, shorty.
Well, the movie's called Spy, starring Jason Statham, Ron Hart, obviously, Melissa McCarthy. Who else? Jude Law, Rose Byrne. 50 Cent's in there, and it's out on June in theatres June 5th. So we're looking forward to everybody to go and see
I'm
it.
Actually gonna go and
to go and see it.
I'm going to go and see it again, and that is
go
true.
See it again.
I'm
brilliant.
And
you can get on the other side of the bus then. That's the idea, isn't it? You want to get a second quote.
Jenny Green has been removed, barred from the cinema. She's taking over with this film. Miranda, it's been brilliant to talk to you today, and we look forward to the rest of the country actually getting to see this movie. We're going to play a clip from the film as well. Nikki's going to play it for us there. And
we'll play out on that.
Yes, we will. Miranda
Hacked, everybody!
Thank you so much!
Cheers, London! Thank you very much!
Cheers, bye! Bye-bye.